Some reports even claimed, falsely, that Kansas had prohibited the teaching of evolution or mandated the teaching of biblical creationism. Herbert Lynn of the National Research Council wrote that American colleges and universities should declare their refusal to count as an academic subject any high school biology course taught in Kansas. And Scientific American editor John Rennie wrote, "Send a clear message to the parents in Kansas that this bad decision carries consequences for their children." Unless Kansans surrendered, Darwinists threatened to hold their kids hostage. In the next school board election, pro-Darwin candidates won a majority of seats on the Kansas board and revised the state standards in 2001 to include macroevolution, with no mention of the scientific controversy over it. Then Ohio entered the fray. In 2002, the Ohio State Board of Education debated whether to revise its science standards to include intelligent design as an alternative to Darwinian evolution. Darwinist Lynn Elfner of the Ohio Academy of Science predicted there would be a major revolt by Ohio scientists if ID were included. Board of Education member Martha Wise said, "It's a shrouded way of bringing religion into the schools." Slate correspondent William Salatin wrote that the Taliban has invaded Ohio in the form of intelligent design advocates. To hear from both sides of the controversy, the board decided to hold a public debate on March 11, 2002, between me and Stephen C. Meyer from the Discovery Institute on one side, and Case Western Reserve University physicist Lawrence M. Krauss and Brown University biologist Kenneth R. Miller on the other. In the debate, however, Meyer and I did not argue for mandating intelligent design in the state standards, though we both consider ID fully scientific. We proposed that students be taught the scientific evidence and arguments for and against Darwinism, and that Ohio should not enact standards that would prevent the discussion of other theories. In December 2002, the Ohio State Board of Education adopted new science standards that included a benchmark stating, "Explain the historical and current scientific developments, mechanisms, and processes of biological evolution. Describe how scientists continue to investigate and critically analyze aspects of evolutionary theory." The intent of this benchmark does not mandate the teaching or testing of intelligent design. Darwinists and the news media portrayed this as biblical creationism. Toledo Blade associate editor Eileen Foley called those who voted for a critical analysis of evolution know-nothing fanatics, intent on twisting science to accommodate their pet biblical phrases. When the board voted in March 2004 to adopt a model curriculum to implement the critical analysis, the Columbus Dispatch reported, "State OK's curriculum involving creationism."